Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It is that time of day. It's that time during the week. It's also time to recognize that we didn't have a summer. We're finally getting summer weather. It's September. What's the deal? All right. The 50 laws of natural health. Now, you got to understand the idea here. The idea is, since 1988, when I joined this crazy world of holistic health, I was very passionate about seeing you, my audience, live a pain-free, radiantly healthy life, as long as your genetics and God wanted you to. Well, you know the story with me. I didn't quite connect with the results. I didn't see what I wanted to see. I don't know what I haven't tried, but I keep trying to get to you the inside track. It's not take that herb because you're going to heal. It's not go to that chiropractor for a back crack. It's not see your acupuncturist and get the needle. It's not ever any one thing. And while your chiropractor and your acupuncturist and your massage therapist and your nutritionist and so on and so forth may be quite dandy and passionate about helping you, if you watch people course through illness, if you watch people get radiantly healthy, what they develop is a health practice. A health practice. We don't have that concept. You got to upgrade your understanding of a process to get what you want. Because you remember, if you've got a symptom, a chronic symptom, if you've got a disease, if you want to be radiant healthy, you have this vision in your head of what you're spending your money on. And you might get a little change in the symptom, a slight reduction. But unless you develop a health practice, that is a multifaceted, complex web of things you do for your health. In a constant state of dynamic flux over time, demanding all of the content of your character. Because if you're 60 or 70 and you want to stay strong till your 90s, or you're 30 or 40 and you're stricken with chronic symptomology or worse yet, disease, your character is going to be tested. So the concept of doctor, holistic practitioner, give me a solution with your herb, with your touch, with your technique, with your tool, with your machine, with your brand new testing modality. This is a joke. It's a joke, and we need to come to terms with this. That doesn't mean your practitioner's not good. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing to do. It means in the totality of over a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, what it's going to take you to get out of the hole you're in, or to get radiantly healthy, or to get out of the hole you're in and get radiantly healthy, is something that you don't have a model for if you're thinking like that. You got to have a health model. You see, this gets a little brainy. But not really. You got to listen with your soul if you can't listen with your head. And if you can't listen with your soul, listen with your head. Whether it's your intellect or your midbrain that understands what I'm saying, get on this, my friends, because you're going to get the screw if you don't. You're going to get hurt. You're not going to heal. We have a problem with a capital P in America today. We're producing weak children. We're dying in more pain. And it ain't happening. And forget these stupid statistics you hear radio, TV, articles, all this garbage. Just use your common sense. The ecosystems are disappearing. And as long as that happens, how do we profit? How do you get healthier? What are we boasting about advances in medicine when every day you look up into the sky and it's a little filthier, or every day there's one less tree? Think of all the neighborhoods you grew up in as a kid. Go back to those neighborhoods today. I dare you. Go do it. Have the guts to do it. Get on Google Earth and go scan on into the house you were born and raised in. Guess what? There's no front lawn. There's no trees. It's a lot of concrete. We're doing it everywhere. We need a better model. I developed the 50 Laws of Natural Health for that reason. Now, what's the point here? What makes the 50 Laws of Natural Health different? What makes it different is it's not about telling you what to do. You can find out everything you need to find out about every single problem you have on YouTube. Go to it, Fred. You know what you're going to end up with? A lot of data that you're not going to know how to integrate. Now, analyzing this every which way for a long time, watching the birth and evolution of the internet and every other thing, I mean, people are telling me, Medici, to go on Instagram and Twitter. This is disgusting. What does this have to do with anything? You define yourself by your Twitter feed? We are a nation in a world of retards if we think this substitutes for a dip in the ocean. And we're going to get hurt, and we are being hurt, and we better damn well wake up. So, not wanting to get on air and scream at everybody, relentlessly for the last decade, I'm trying to get it into your head, to make it easy to develop a health practice. And what I understand, what I am certain of, the problem is you're not sensitive. You can't and don't know how to listen to or interpret your body signals when you take on these monumental cleanses and fasts and dietary changes and new exercise moves and the rest of it, from gyrotonics to Pilates to yoga to just doing the old Bob Cooper stretches and calisthenics. It doesn't matter. The Royal Canadian Air Force, isometrics. People don't know how to listen to their body. That's the problem. You can't listen. Because the message from your body to your brain is intercepted by the fact, well, let me cut to the chase, that your head is on the inside of a computer, meaning the EMF, meaning life stresses, meaning all the internal static gets in the way, and you can't listen to the guidance your body's trying to give you. As you develop a health practice, the primary purpose of that health practice is to give you a sensitivity training so you can listen to your body. Now, if you're nodding your head, keep nodding it. If this sounds different to you, it is. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to the show again and again and again on straighttalk.cc. I'm going to post the show in an hour. You listen to it again and again and again. But this 50 Laws of Natural Health, which I'm going to lay down on the website within a week or two, and it's going to be the homepage on the website, is only going to be about 2 to 3 sentences per law. Per law. So looking at it, you can learn a little bit. You're not going to learn enough. Because really, it's an Enneagram. It's written in code. You have to practice each law and go back to it. And to make it easier, this is why I teach this all over the country in seminars, webinars, because this is it. And what it is that makes it different is it's not data. You want data? Go somewhere else. You want to know how to train your body so you can interpret your body's signals, so you can feed the data into your body's signals and get the job done right? Well, that's the 50 laws of natural health. If you're new to the show, if you're just driving on the freeway, if listening to the sincerity and accuracy, you just had to pull over, welcome. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. Practitioner, medical doctor, homeschooler, Girl Scout, it doesn't matter. Tomorrow, my seminar, 714-850-1007. I have one space left, one. I'm going to fill it so there's no room. One space left. It's $150. It's worth $150,000 if you can get it. If you can get it, if you can get the essence and start understanding that your return to health is about learning to listen to your body so that you can feed all these wonderful YouTube clips and all these different opinions on how you're supposed to do it. If you get that concept from my classes, from my seminars, it's worth a thousand times that $150. That's 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. to 6 p.m., excuse me. September 1st, that's a Sunday, a week from this Sunday. Forget tomorrow, that's a mistake. I'm too excited here. September 1st, Sunday, 11 to 7, the 50 laws of natural health. Let's hit a law. Let's hit a law. And by the way, you know how I came up with this? Watching you. I have people all over the world, out of state, in foreign countries. They don't even speak the language. They get on the website, and they started studying the shows. And they were just in that place where they had enough understanding of their bodily signals. They just knew themselves well enough to just listen to the show, take the cues, and take their health to not slight improvements in symptomology, but real, real drastic changes in their health over time. No miracle, no quick fix, just good old-fashioned elbow grease and knowledge. And I saw people do this that never met me, that never saw me, that never came to my office, that just listened to the show. And I said to myself, what do these people do? What do they all have in common? And as I got to know them over time, I could tell what they had in common. They came into the game knowing enough about how to listen to your body. If you are cut off from your body, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you are in trouble if you're depending on holistic health to help you. And if unfortunately you get bagged by something nasty, heart disease, cancer, autoimmune disease, chronic low back pain, up for hip joint knee replacements, shoulder replacements, so on and so forth. If you unfortunately are up for that kind of stuff and you want an option and you can't listen to your body, holistic health does not work. Do you hear me? Forget the stupid, irreverent ads that are placed constantly about these miracle cures. The success rates are exceedingly low. I will never stop saying this. I don't care if I have to stand on a street corner for the rest of my life and hand out flyers. This needs to change. I'm not talking about medical doctors. I'm not talking about allopathy. I'm talking about the moment where you try to choose another solution for your health problem, meaning alternative health care, holistic medicine, call it whatever you want. Our success rates are too low. And the only reason they're too low is not because those tools don't work. It's because they're fed into people who can't listen to their body. You confuse your doctor, you confuse yourself, so that health and healing is a labyrinth of hell. And that's what many of you are in. You're in a labyrinth of hell, trusting and looking for these quick fix online solutions, YouTube solutions, radio solutions, and getting disgusted because all too often they fall all too short. Why? Because you've never been trained to listen to your body. The 50 laws of natural health is here for that reason. Okay, let's take a law. Let's take a law. Let's pick a law. We've talked about opening the breath. Here's a concept. Here's a law. When you do a cleanse, a kidney cleanse, a colon cleanse, a liver gallbladder cleanse, an arterial cleanse, a cleanse with pancreatic enzymes, any cleanse you do. It's only worth what it's worth when you say after that cleanse has made me more flexible. When I stretch my body, I know that that cleanse that I did, that the excretion of the dirty bile, that the excretion of the calcium oxalate, you want to hear the science, the excretion of the calcium phosphate, the excretion of the uric acid, the binding to all the precipitates to bring them into solubility, to excrete them through every hole in your body, including the pores of your skin. That these cleanses are only useful when you can say, these cleanses have enhanced my flexibility considerably, consistently. Hi, Dr. Medici.
Yes?
Hi, I just did a colon flush. What do you think of that? Well, I think it isn't worth anything unless you can tell me that when you put your leg up on the ballet bar, your chest is closer to your thigh, meaning that cleanse that you say you just did has made you much more flexible in every joint in your body. If you can tell me that, then that kidney cleanse, that colon cleanse, that liver gallbladder cleanse, that fast that you did has been sufficient to move your health ball. And if you can't say that, it didn't work. I indict your cleanse. I indict your liver cleanse. I indict your gallbladder cleanse. I indict your colon cleanse. I indict all your cleanses. I indict every dime you've ever spent on every one of these cockamamie cleanses unless you can tell me that you're way more flexible as a result. That's a law. That's one of Medici's 50 laws. That the way you measure the efficacy of the cleanse is based upon your experience of a greater degree of flexibility. Ta-da! That's one of the laws. You ever hear anybody tell you that? No. Do you know what I'm talking about right now? Maybe not. So get on the website later and listen to me again. So come to the seminars. So listen to the shows. So get working. I know you don't have time. Make time. I know you don't have money. Make money. Here's another law. Until you understand that the investment in your health comes back to you financially, until you understand that the money, time, and energy you spend on your health comes back to you financially, until you prove that it comes back to you financially, you're never going to do it. No one's going to make time they don't have to do something. This is why holistic medicine is so stupid. Oh, you need to make the time. This is really serious. Hey, we know what reality is, right? Reality is you don't have the time and your kids need food. Well, I got a way to give you more food. Take your health practice to the point where the return is exponential, where you invest $3 and you get back $5. That's the way you got to look at it. That's where you got to take it. That's the level of excellence it must be designed to deliver to you, or to least have the option to deliver to you. But nobody says this. But it's not done. But it's not the way you're looking at it. You're not saying, I don't have the time, but I'm going to throw the investment in because I know, like a good stock, it's going to come back to me five times. You're not saying that. You don't think of it that way. You're running around saying, oh, I can't wait till I find the right herb for this symptom. The right herb, the right oil, the right stretch, the right technique, the right... Guys, I would be doing this and retired 20 years ago if it worked. I'm just one of those guys that's been blessed and cursed with the notion that if we tell you it works, it needs to cure. Not improve your symptomology. Not get on and give some BS testimony about how something works. Do you know how many times I've been told by marketing people to do that? And I've turned around to them and said, these are people you pay top dollar to that tell you, you got to have people talking about their cures and their testimonies. And all they tell you to do is exaggerate claim. And everybody's got their rationalization and no one wants to admit simply, the statistics are not good. We got to change the way we look at this. And that's why I developed the 50 laws. Listen to the one you just heard, that all this dough and time and energy you put into cleansing needs to be measured in terms of efficacy by an experience by you that you're more flexible. Just stick to that law. Forget the other one. Too much is no good. I get it. It's a way to determine whether you're getting value on the cleanse. But what you might be doing is doing the cleanse because some friend told you it's a real winner and you just might cure your whatever. And that's not the way to look at it. And if you're sitting there going, I did the cleanse and I kind of feel like I did before the cleanse, you've got to get a way to measure it. Or you're never going to know. And all the testing and machines we put on you that make the claim that the cleanse improved your physiology, this is all nonsense. Nothing will ever substitute for your experience of something. Right? You sit down and eat a piece of food, and somebody says to you, how is the food? And you say, the food tastes good. You say, the food doesn't taste good. You say, this food isn't worth the money. I want my money back. You say, I'll stand online in the snow in midwinter for another slice of that pizza. You've got a way to determine whether or not the money you put into the food is worth it. Well, how do you do that with a cleanse? It's not going to get rid of your pain. It's not going to reduce your symptomology. You're going to sit there, and you do sit there and say, I did it. I trust that it helped me, but honestly, I don't know. That's the problem. You think that's going to stand up when disease knocks against your door? You think that's going to stand up to the morning you find out you have a tumor? You think that's going to stand up to when you stand up and your back goes out and you're on the floor screaming 911? You think that's what you can bring to a health practice that's going to bring you success? Now, I know it might seem like I'm yelling at you, but I'm not. This is passion, man. Because we can do this. We just have to change old, useless attitudes. All right. So you're more flexible. So you did the cleanse, and you are more flexible. Do you know why? Now, here's the analytic piece. Here's the piece for your brain. Here's the piece for all you scientists listening, or medical doctors listening, or whoever that's listening. When you're more flexible, that's a step towards a deeper level of flexibility, and a deeper level of flexibility. And finally, when you hit the critical mass point with your flexibility, the intercellular space, the ECM, it will start dissolving its crud, to put it scientifically. When you get flexible enough, it's prompted by a series of cleanses. What you're headed for is the point at which the space between your neurons, the space between your hepatocytes, the space between your nephrons, the space between or the tight junctions between your epithelial cells of your intestines, the space between your cardiac cells, the space between your pancreatic cells will start dissolving its crud. The ECM, the extracellular matrix, will change its electromagnetivity. It will change the electromagnetic nature of itself, and the cell signals will start transmitting off the nervous system in balance. Now, I give you a show to memorize, to listen again and again and again. You take exactly what I just said, take it, and tell it to 10 people, and tell 10 people to listen to the show. And when your MD or your whoever else says this is not scientific, whack them over the head with the Bible and tell them it's because in their arrogance, they have remained grossly ignorant. Because that is the way it works. The cleanses become the stretches, and the stretches dissolve the crud in the intercellular space. And that changes the magnetic fields between the cells, and the cells become alive. All your cell cycles regulate. Your apoptotic cycles regulate. Your cells will come out of senescence and you will be reborn. That's it. If that doesn't get to you, I don't know what to do. How can you hear it any more succinctly, any more clearly? 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. Sunday, September 1st, call. I have one space left. After that, we'll back you up for the seminar that comes after that. Get on the website. This is show 431. I can do more in a half hour like today than I used to do in 2 weeks. This is one well-greased 30 minutes. And if you take it in and you start using your head and listening to your body, you can dig your way out. There is a law for you. So start cleansing. What cleanse? Who's cleanse? Do any cleanse. That's the easy part. That's what we have YouTube for. Don't bother me for that. We have all these schmoes on radio and TV and the rest of it, and they're all telling you how to cleanse. Do the cleanses. Those are wonderful things. But then tell me if you're more flexible. And if you make that equation between the two, in a year, 2 years, you're going to be Gumby. And all that crud's going to be in the toilet bowl. And upon that statement, I will end the show. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.